This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Kwesi Jackson, Client Relationship Manager at 10X Investment. Kwesi, appreciate the time. A stark reality for South Africans is that many of us, when we get to retirement age, simply aren't going to have enough money for that retirement that we have dreamed on. We've worked our entire lives, but we just kind of haven't got it right towards the end. And we don't have that pot of cash to aid us for our, 10, 20, 30 years of retirement.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for the time this morning, Simon. And yeah, that's the reality of, I would call it, 94% of South Africans that reach that golden age and just realize that, you know, there's nothing actually left that I can retire with. And it's the most saddest thing when you chat to someone at 65 or 60 and all they have is 100,000 rand. You know, what do you say to them? Where do you start?
Yeah, I don't know where you do start. I mean, one of the truths is that in retirement, we need less money than when we're working. I don't know, if we're earning, let's say, 40,000 or something, our tax rate could reduce. We're not saving for retirement anymore. So we need less than we needed whilst working. How much is there an ideal number for what that ratio should be?
Yeah, no, there is. So on our side, you know, we're saying that, you know, the amount should be at least about, call it 60 to 75% of your last salary. And I think, yeah, to make it a number that's palatable for most people in South Africa, in that, you know, let's call it 10,000 rand, which is your salary. Mm-hmm. And so if my last salary at my company was 10,000 rand per month, if there's a provident fund or pension fund out of it, I can get at least 6,000 to 7,500 rand because my expenses have reduced. You know, I'm no longer putting money into the provident fund. You know, debt, hopefully by that point in time, you've paid off all your credit cards, all your bonds and things like that. And, you know, if there are any kids in the picture, they're no longer financially dependent on you. You know, your expenses should have reduced significantly by the time I get to retirement. So that 60 to 75% of my salary should actually then suffice.
I hadn't thought around debt. I mean, in an ideal world, you do get to retirement. Your big debt is usually your home. It's going to be your bond. But you need to get to retirement ideally with no debt. I mean, maybe a little bit of credit card, but no significant debt, because that can really punch a hole.
That is definitely true. I mean, I think sometimes we see people then, you know, perhaps prioritizing paying off the debt because you're then sort of planning to make sure that when I finish the house, then maybe I can focus on my retirement. Mm-hmm. But sometimes money, I don't know what happens when you're finishing off paying a car. You know, the 3,000 rand you were paying off monthly sometimes just disappears into the budget and you actually don't know where it went and it doesn't actually go towards saving for retirement. And so you've got this paid off house, but then you're now sitting there without an income and yeah, I can't even pay my own rates and levies.
I suppose there's also a flip, depending on the house. I mean, you could sell it, perhaps downgrade, particularly if your kids have left home, and that could also bring you a bit of cash. It really, more than anything, I mean, it is around, in a note you wrote, it's around taking that ownership. It's around reevaluating, particularly, you know, I worked for a corporate before. Every month they take some money off your salary and you kind of think, well, that's it. I'm sorted. The answer is, well, maybe, but maybe not.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that I hope that the article I wrote was going to do is that I think give the workers their voice back. Mm-hmm. You know, I think these provident funds and pension funds are managed by executives, and I don't think executives have an incentive to actually make sure that it is running for the benefit of the lowly paid staff. Mm-hmm. You know, we're no longer doing annual reviews. You know, we just take the provident fund with one provider, you know, or 20 years ago, and we never actually come back and check, is it still working for the benefit of our staff? And I think I'm seeing staff as well just outsourcing that responsibility to the company and sort of just resting in the comfort that, tick, I've got the provident fund, but that's not enough. You need to do your part as well. You need to involve as well. I was at a wellness day yesterday and talking to people that has been with our fund for the past 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time that they were logging in and checking their balance. And that is just, you know, crazy because, you know, when I talk to them, the people at retirement, this is the first time you're seeing your 100,000. When you ask why is it so little, you know, compared to what, because you've never checked for the past 20, 30 years that you've been working. And so I'm calling on staff members, I'm calling on employees from the factory, every level of management to say, take responsibility. We can't just leave it to the company to say, we've got the fund. We need to be asking, you know, what fees are we paying? Are we being overcharged? Is that why people, when they retire from this company, are not retiring with enough money?
Yeah, and run the numbers. And you don't need to be rocket scientist. I mean, you can get a retirement calculator. There'll be one on the 10X website and go and have a look and see, you know, for my age and what I have, am I on track? And if not, make some phone calls, make some plans.
No, definitely. Those retirement plans, I think in our Provident Fund at 10X, we create a personalized retirement plan for each individual. Mm-hmm. So when you log on to the portal to check your balance, you can see, am I on track for myself? Is there an additional voluntary contribution, you know, that I can do as well? And yeah, again, this is over-reliance that the company makes a contribution. But I've seen contribution rates as little as 5%. Now, no matter how young you are, at 5% of your salary, you're never going to retire with enough money. So you need to do something as well to make sure you retire with enough money.
The magic number, 10, 15%, I imagine.
Yeah, 15% over 40 years. That should give you a good retirement over 30 years, you know, assuming a return of 5%.
Yeah,
and inflation.
After fees, and fees hugely important. Yeah. The other one, of course, is dipping into your, and in the olden days, you would quit a job and access it. Now we've got the two-pot, which is...
Two-pot, yes.
The two-pot, in one sense, is great. If you have a proper emergency, maybe a medical emergency, but it's really not there for, I don't know, holidays or stuff, because that is your future retirement that you are spending today.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I think when we go back to that example of, you know, I'm trying to replace at least 60% of my salary by the time I get to retirement. In this new two-pot era, if every year I'm treating my savings pot as a bank account, I'm simply just putting money in and withdrawing, you know, then instead of ending up with 6,000 Rand, I'm now only ending up with 4,000 Rand. And I think one of the things that we're seeing in 10X, and I think it's not just 10X, it's the industry as a whole as well, is that the individuals that are withdrawing in this new tax year, 80% of them also withdrew in the last, you know, 80% plus also withdrew in the past tax year. So the encouragement is to please do not use the savings pot as an emergency fund, you know, for things that you can put up an extra emergency fund for example, in a unit trust or just savings account with your bank.
Yeah, I suppose that's the key lesson there is have an emergency fund that's outside of your retirement. We'll leave it there. Kwezi Jackson, Client Relation Manager, 10X Investments. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.